Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the first letter of St. John, the 5th chapter, the 4th verse. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. A few years ago, my son-in-law talked me into going to an event up in St. Paul during the winter called Crashed Ice. If you ever get a chance to go to it, it's pretty fun. And right in front of the great basilica up there, they built a large ice skating ramp that goes downhill for a number of blocks, and various speed skaters race against each other on this sloping ice all the way to the bottom. We got there early, and so we were right down at the finish line, and there were thousands of people there gathered around this interesting rink. But I could tell as the day went on and the night came on that the crowd was getting larger and larger. Turned out that they estimated it was about 150,000 people, and it was twice as much as anybody had expected. And so in order to get back soon enough to get to our car, we tried to turn around and go through the crowd before, because we could feel the pressure of the crowd since we were right up near the front. And as we were walking, more and more people were coming, and it got to the point where I could hardly move forward at all. And there were a few times when my feet actually came off the ground. If you've ever had that feeling, it's a little scary when a crowd is actually pulling you and you have nothing that you can do with it. And I kept trying to push ahead, and my son-in-law was quite a bit taller than me, wasn't having quite the trouble I was, but as I kept trying to push ahead, there was one gentleman coming at me who, let's just say, had plenty of adult beverages for the night, and he started screaming at me because I was going the wrong direction and threatening me. And finally, through time, I pushed myself through and got back to our car. It was kind of a scary night. I'd like to use that as a kind of a picture of what it's like for the Christian in this world when it comes to our culture and our society. What it's like trying to live as someone who loves and believes in Christ in a society that is growing more and more hostile to Christ and His Word and the things of His kingdom. And is going a completely different direction in life than those who love their Savior, appreciate what He did for them on the cross, cherish His resurrection, are looking forward to heaven, want to follow His Word in their lives. But how odd that often makes us, how difficult it often makes it for us to push through that crowd of society and the way that this world is moving, and it seems to get bigger and bigger, and Christians seem to become fewer and fewer in our culture. We are going against the grain of the sinful, wicked world that's all around us. And sometimes we can get caught up in it and just go along with it. How we think, what motivates us, what drives us, how we view what's important in life, where we want to end up someday in life, and how God's Word applies to our daily lives and the things about our lives and relationships. Jesus said this to His disciples, says this to us, "You do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world." But then He says this, "This is why the world hates you, because God has elected and chosen you to be one of His faithful, has given you the gift of faith, has imprinted on your soul the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the waters of baptism. Because you have been claimed by God, you are now going to be moving in the opposite direction of this wicked world." I was talking about this in my Romans religion class a few years ago, and at the end of class, I remember one of my students came up to me, and he started to get a little bit teary-eyed as he was talking to me, and he said, "This is getting worse and worse. How are we going to do this? How are we going to be able to maintain this for my kids someday?" and he just almost felt like powerless about the whole thing. And sometimes we can feel very overwhelmed by the world, by its unbelief and its aggressive animosity against Christians and our faith, and the ridicule that we often have to deal with and put up with. And sometimes we can feel like we are a smaller and smaller band belonging to Christ as we go through this life. And this spiritual pressure, sad to say, has taken down many believers. I've had numerous students on this campus come to me and tell me of family members who at one time loved their Savior and loved God's Word, and now it just doesn't seem to matter to them anymore. They've just kind of given up on it all. I was talking to a man at my church a few months ago who sadly had to tell me that his sister, who at one time was a very faithful member with her family and kids, that she had now just given up on Christianity and given up on Scripture because of the people she worked with. It was just too hard to hold on to what Christ says about so many things. From heaven's perspective, there are only two great forces in this world. Jesus says, "He who is not for me is against me." And we need to look at things in that black and white from a perspective. He who is not for me is against me. That's the reality of the Christian living in a world that is so opposed to Christ. But our champion, the Lord God himself, who has taken on human flesh, has already conquered this world and all of the opposition of this world, has already conquered the devil and all of his forces, has already conquered death itself by his resurrection. So the very one that we stand with and the very one that guides and leads us in this world, despite all the opposition, is stronger and more powerful than anything this world will ever be able to throw at you. And that's important for us to know. And when we put our trust and hope in him, worked in us by God himself, when that faith is worked in us to believe in this Savior and to stand with him, even though we may be completely outnumbered by the world, for us fights the valiant one. We stand with the Almighty God. We stand with the very one who has created all things, who set the universe into motion, who decided how tall the Rocky Mountains should be, who decides when it's supposed to get a blizzard. The very one who causes our bodies to function and work and does that for all of creation, who's above all death and all powers in this world, that's the one that we stand with. For us fights the valiant one. And so John says to us in our text today, this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Now, your faith, if it's like mine, is often just meek and weaselly and weak and failing at times. It's not the faith that makes us so powerful in this world. It's who it's attached to. It's attached to the Almighty God himself, the one who has defeated everything. And God has placed all things under his feet, and he holds the keys to death and to Hades. And all authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth. This is the one that you are attached to when the Holy Spirit works that faith inside of you. And isn't it amazing to think that the fact that you have a love inside of you for Christ and appreciate your sins being forgiven and the hope you have of going to heaven, when you have that faith worked inside of you, that's God. Isn't that amazing? That's God the Holy Spirit. That's God himself, the all-powerful God, in that little thing inside of you that we call faith. Someday when we arrive in heaven and we get to actually see the home that we're all pressing forward to, that's going the opposite direction of the people in this world, someday when we finally arrive in heaven, we're going to look back on how petty and meaningless all the opposition was that we had to endure in this world in order to have that someday. Right now, a lot of times, we can feel like we're the minority and we're so small and so weak and so insignificant. But there's a famous saying in the church, one with Christ is always the majority. If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. Please rise. And we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that of your indescribable grace, for the sake of your Son, you have given us the Holy Gospel and have instituted the Holy Sacraments, that through these we may have comfort and forgiveness of sin. We ask you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily believe your word, and through the Holy Sacraments every day establish our faith, until we at last obtain eternal salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.